Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship.
Thank you. Let the angels praise you, O Lord God. Clothing does not wear out. history is the same calls us to the Philippians. Chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your lives in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is splendid, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen, practice these things, and God will be pleased with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly. Now, at length, you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I am hurt in whatever situation I'm in to be content. I know how to draw love, and I know how to affect it. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of grace and plenty. I can keep all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it is not like you to share your trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in the beginning, except you only. Even if just enough that you sent me help for my needs once again. Not that I seek to give, but I seek to bring and bring to your credit. I have received only a little, and well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. For the Lord. We stand to reach the call of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered the village, he was met by the 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And he went, and was cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw him in the field, turned back, praised God with a loud voice, fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. How he was the Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Praise to you, Lord. Our servant himself, number 895, the household is all our own. Thank you. that comes up, you are the Spirit of gifts and that the Lord takes care of them. Sometimes, there is a lot Spare your people from drowning and the land of the new soil.
at Trinity Hoyleton. Our church and school have been sharing the grace of God and the message of forgiveness in Jesus for over 150 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Because of our generous giving in the past, our tuition has been kept affordable for everyone, both members and non-members.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
God has richly blessed our ministry for generations in the past, and we want it to continue to bless many generations in the future. Please consider including Trinity in your year-end giving to help us reduce our current bank loan balance. We want to pay off as much as we can by the end of the year. Any donation is welcome and appreciated.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you for providing me with a Christian education.
May God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope to see you again next week.
Thank you.